Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Thursday, March 7th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with last night's edition of AEW Dynamite broadcast live on TBS from Gas South Arena in Duluth, Georgia. The show featured the debut of Kazuchika Okada in All Elite Wrestling. The multiple-time former New Japan IWGP World Champion helped the Young Bucks beat down Eddie Kingston during a promo segment, which also saw the Bucks fire Kenny Omega from the Elite and replace him with Okada.
Whoa, 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 whoa. The Rainmaker for Eddie Kingston! Member of the Elite!
Oh my God!
The Rainmaker! Kazuchika Okada!
Wow! What a blindside deal! Shocking moment!
Kazuchika Okada is All Elite and the newest business partner of the Elite!
Okada left Kingston laying after delivering a Rainmaker clothesline. In the main event, Will Ospreay defeated Kyle Fletcher. Afterwards, Bryan Danielson came down to the ring to stare Ospreay down as the show came to a close. Dynamite opened with an interview segment between AEW World Champion Samoa Joe and Swerve Strickland, which ended with the pair teaming up to defeat Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champions Matt Taven and Mike Bennett in a non-title match. The only title tilt on the card saw Hook defeat Brian Cage to retain the FTW title. Following the finish, Hook was attacked by the Gates of Agony until Chris Jericho came down to make the save. In other results, Riho defeated Chris Statlander, and Killswitch defeated Matt Menard. Following Killswitch's win, Adam Copeland appeared and laid out the patriarchy before chasing Christian Cage out of the arena. In WWE Hall of Fame news, Bull Nakano has been announced as the newest member of the Hall of Fame class of 2024. Nakano appeared in the WWF in the mid-1990s, feuding with WWF World Women's Champion Alundra Blaze and holding the championship herself for 5 months. She is the only person to ever hold the WWF World Women's title and the WWWA World title for All Japan Women, where she spent the vast bulk of her career in the 1980s and early 1990s. Nakano also held the WWWA World Tag Team title with Dump Matsumoto, Kondor Saito, and Grizzly Iwamoto, and was CMLL's World Women's Champion in 1992. Known for her unforgettable look and highly physical in-ring style, Nakano retired from wrestling in 1997. The 2024 WWE Hall of Fame inductions are scheduled for Friday night, April 5th on Fox, live from the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. Paul Heyman was also announced as an inductee earlier this week. And turning to Japan, New Japan Pro Wrestling presented its 52nd anniversary show in night one of the 2024 New Japan Cup yesterday in Tokyo. In the main event, IWGP World Champion Tetsuya Naito defeated Sho in a non-title match. In New Japan Cup first-round matches, Yoshihashi defeated Kenta, Toru Yano beat Yujiro Takahashi by countout, and Jack Perry made his New Japan in-ring debut with a win over Shota Umino. Following the match, Perry joined the heel faction House of Torture. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall. Just the wrestling news. The wrestling news is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the wrestling newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.